从一个美国弟兄的学到一句话,
and from a brother from America, I learned this phrase.
这是一句很特别的话,
and very special.
他这句话是这样说, Before I speak, I have something to say.
And he said, Before I speak, I have something to say.
他自己说这是一句很特别的话,
and he himself also commented that this was something special.
所以呢, 在我们正式的进入这个主题之前呢，我有一点点的声明。
And hence, before we enter into our subject, let me give you a disclaimer.
我们这一个分组呢，这个中文的标题就是话语。
In the Chinese word, the topic for this workshop is word.
英文呢是讲到，如果直翻译这个话语的词系呢。
In English, it is really called ministry of the word.
其实呢，弟兄们告诉我说了，主要的这一个是要讲到如何做神的出口。
The responsible brothers asked me to talk about how to be a spokesperson of the Lord.
我所要声明的呢，就是说哈，不是弟兄们觉得我很会讲道呢，所以要我来带这个题目。
What I want to make clear is that it's not because I know how to speak, therefore they asked me to talk about this.
而是因为呢，我这个人呢，脱口笨舌，所以他们说你要特别讲这个题目。
It is really because I am slow with words, that's why they asked me to do this.
这个意思就是说呢，如果我这个脱口笨舌的人呢，有的时候还可以讲几句神的话的话，那所以弟兄姊妹更希望。
It means that if I am slow of words and yet can speak on behalf of the Lord, maybe all of us can do so.
事实上哈，当我蒙召出来侍奉主的时候，我最怕的一件事就是讲道。
Actually, when I was first called to serve the Lord, the one thing that I was afraid of most was speaking.
我记得，1969年我出来侍奉主的时候。
I remember when I first came out to serve.
当然，我是很乐意把自己奉献。
Of course, in 1969, I was so willing to serve the Lord.
但是一想到下面的日子要不断的讲道，心就非常害怕。
But when I thought about having to speak all the time, I was very afraid.
所以那个时候我就在计算，我说一年呢52个礼拜天。
And I was counting, there are 52 weekends each year.
52篇道,
that means 52 sermons.
如果10年呢?
And 10 years?
就520篇,
that's 520 sermons.
这还不都是主日啊?
And that's only on the Lord's Day.
这个还不包括其他的聚会,
it doesn't include any other meeting.
哎呀,主啊,这个受不了。
I said, Lord, this is too much.
所以我就找一位连长之前,我跟他讲说,侍奉主可不可以不讲道啊?
And I went to an elderly brother and asked, can I not speak when I serve the Lord?
我说,
but he said, the Lord called you to speak.
哎呀,我每次回头看这段时间,我实在里面充满了感谢。
And looking back for all these years, my heart is full of thanksgiving.
我在讲了不止10年,30多年都过了。
And it's now more than 30 years.
有时候想一想呢,都不知道怎么过了。
And sometimes when I reflect, I didn't even know how I came across all this.
那直到今天,
And until today,
我这个人就感觉这个做神的出口不是一件轻松事情。
I still feel strongly that to be a spokesperson for the Lord is not easy.
每次想到这个要讲道，还是非常的感觉有重担。
And every time when I think about preaching, I have this heavy burden.
我当我们读圣经的时候,
but when we read the word,
我们看见旧约圣经里面。 先知们得着耶和华的默示,
and we see how the prophets of old receive revelation from the Lord.
所以说我把那个原文读一读，那个默示原来是重担。
And I studied the word. That word really means a burden from the Lord.
这个为神说话的确，不仅是神把一个担子给我们，对讲的人来讲，实在是个重担。
So that word inspiration really means a burden. It's a burden from the Lord.
我们都知道主耶稣快回来了。
Now we all know the Lord is coming soon.
当然，我的心也很渴望主回来。
And of course, my heart longs for His coming.
这个我们很渴望能早一天跟我们的主能够面对面。
And we desire to see His face as soon as possible.
但是呢，我这个人呢，这个祷告迫切仰望主的回来，其中还有一个恩人的礼物。
But in my prayer for the Lord to come back, I have some selfish motives here.
因为保罗告诉我们说呢，是等到完全者来到的时候啊， 这个先知讲道之人就必归于无有。
Because Paul said that when the perfect is here, then the gift of prophecy is no longer needed.
所以呢，有一个盼望就是主一回来的话，我都不需要讲道了，多好。
So one hope of mine is when the Lord comes back, I don't need to speak anymore.
因为主还没回来，我们还不需要继续讲下去。
And since the Lord is not here yet, and we continue to preach.
所以对于做主的出口这件事情。
And hence preaching for the Lord.
我个人实在感觉不是件容易的事情。
Personally, I truly feel it is not easy.
但是既然这次啊，弟兄们安排我呢，要我在这件事情上和弟兄那一种有点交通。
But since the responsible brother has asked me to share with you on this,
我就靠主的恩典啊，要跟弟兄姊妹们呢，在这些方面呢。我们共同的在主面前同来一点学习。
And so we truly look to the Lord's grace to learn on this topic together.
所以我们下午这个时间呢，可能开头有一些我个人在主面前，根据我的自己的认识、了解和弟兄姊妹有一点点的交通。
And so for the afternoon, I share with you a little of what I receive from the Lord.
我们中间呢有一些弟兄们也多年服侍主，也很有经验的。
And
也许你也可以把你自己的。这个经验呢，也可以提出来，跟我们大家一同来分享。
And many brothers here also have been serving the Lord for many years, and you can also share what you have received from the Lord.
所以当我在主面前寻求的时候
，And when I was looking to the Lord,
我想这三个下午呢，我们能分成三个重点来交通。
And we want to spend our three afternoons in this way.
那今天下午呢，我们首先呢。再讲一讲啊，神话语的重要性。
First of all, this afternoon we'll talk about the importance of God's word.
然后呢，明天下午呢，我们讲一讲这个神的话语的一些特性。
And tomorrow afternoon we'll talk about some characteristics of God's word.
最后一天呢，我们讲到关于这个话语运用上的一点学习。
And then the last afternoon we'll talk about some applications of God's word.
所以可能在最后一天呢，我们稍微比较注重一点点的关于技术性上面的。
And so on the last day we'll talk more about technical issues.
那我想今天下午呢，我们开始呢，我们先把神话语的重要性稍微做一点解释。
And so this afternoon let's look at the importance of God's word.
我们都知道在教会的侍奉里面
we know in the services of the church
这个影响最多最大的恐怕就是话语的服事
the one ministry that has the most influence is probably preaching
这个无论在哪一个服事的里面可能都需要说话
but in whatever area of service you have to speak
所以我想把这个题目呢我们可以把它扩大一点啊。
And so I want to broaden the scope of this topic.
就是在教会中间呢，这个为主说话。
And that is to speak for the Lord in the church.
除了讲道之外
besides preaching on the pulpit,
有的时候教导也是需要话。
Teaching requires us to speak.
有时候我们交通读经也是要说话。
And sometimes when we share something, we have to speak.
有的时候呢，起来报告也是说话。
And sometimes to make announcements, also we need to speak.
甚至呢，你祷告的时候呢，也是需要说话。
And furthermore, even when you pray, you are speaking.
所以这样说来的话呢，就是我话语的运用的范围来讲是非常广泛。
And if you look at it this way, then the scope is very broad.
所以因此呢当我们讲到这个话语运用的原则的时候那不光是为着这些讲道的。
And hence when we talk about the principles for ministering the word, it's not restricted to preaching.
反正任何一个场合你要为神说一点话都可以运用这些原则。
In whatever circumstance or occasion, when you speak for the Lord, you can use these principles.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书14章3节是这样的话。
The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 3 said this.
他说但做先知讲道的是对人说要造就安慰劝勉人。
But one who prophesies speaks to man for edification and exhortation and consolation.
这个可以很清楚的让我们看见的保罗告诉我们的神的话出来的时候呢有三方面的一个功用。
Here Paul shows us that when God's word comes out, it has three main functions.
第一方面是为了造就。
First one is edification.
第二方面是为了安慰。
Second is for consolation.
第三个是劝勉.
And the third one is exhortation.
要是在教会里面没有话的话呢，就没有造就。
Now if in the church there's no word, then there is no edification.
就没有安慰，没有劝勉.
Then there will not be any consolation or exhortation.
所以神的话出来的时候,
and hence when God's word comes out,
会叫我们得到造就.
It will edify us.
会叫我们里面得到安慰，得到鼓舞激励.
It will comfort our hearts and also exhort us.
也可以有
It will encourage us. And sometimes it will correct us from certain things. And hence God's word is very important.
但是当我们呢,
now however, when we are a spokesperson for the Lord,
我想第一个重要的一个思想我们需要牢牢记住,
the first important thing, thought that we must have,
就是神有话要说,
that is God has something to say.
是神要说话。
God is speaking here.
我想我们继续把这个点把它抓得牢牢的。
And so we must grasp onto this point.
是神有话要说。
It is God who needs to speak.
我们今天呢，看看在教会的这个话语的服饰上面，有的时候人有一些错误的一些想法。
And today there are many misconceptions concerning this.
因为感觉好像说啊， 神现在不说了，那我来替他说。
The feeling is that God is no longer speaking, and I need to say something for Him.
我们有的人讲话，有的时候有这些习惯。
And we have some of these habits.
别人呢刚开一句，我们想着给他介绍。
And someone will start something, and we want to continue.
我想在基本的态度上来说，有的人会有这样一种错误的这种想法。
And so in our attitude, sometimes we make this error.
或者呢，有的人感觉说神的话就说完了。
And then some other would feel that God has finished with all His words.
我们要来替他解释解释。
And so now we need to explain what He said.
因为我们知道圣经就是神的话，这边话圣经的已经启示完全了，是吧？
Now we know this Bible contains the whole revelation of God's written word.
那么我们剩下就是怎么样？我们替神做解释。
So what we need to do now is to explain for God.
所以我们把神的话语拿来这个解释解释。
And so we want to explain this written word of God.
我们知道在旧约时代中间的祭司们呢，有时候犯一个错误。
And we know in the Old Testament, some priests commit this error.
在西班牙书里面有这样话说，他们祭司们呢，强解律法。
And in the book of Zephaniah, it is recorded that some of them forces God's word to mean different.
按照人的意思来解释,
meaning that they are explaining according to men's point of view.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们知道这是个错误。
Now, brothers, this is an error.
甚至有人告诉我,
and some tell me,
哦，他说讲圣经很简单的,
that to talk about the Bible is easy.
你啊，只要能自圆其说。
And as long as you have something new to say,
那就是亮光,
and then that is new revelation.
所以今天我们很多人呢，在世界上面呢，用自己的智慧呢，在那里啊，希望呢，能够把它解释通了。
And so oftentimes men, by their own wisdom, try to come up with something new and explain God's word.
我们知道这是一个错误的态度。
And we know this is erroneous attitude.
或者说我们有没有感觉到神差派我们，结果我们自己说。
And then there's another problem, and that is the Lord sent us, and then we speak on our own behalf.
甚至有的人呢，神没有差派他也说。
Unfortunately, some, without God sending them, they will speak.
我们看见在旧约的有些先知们就叫神根本没有感动他，没有差派他，他也说。
And we see in the Old Testament, some prophets speak from their own interest.
因为姊妹们，我们晓得这些都是一些错误的一些方法。
And so, brothers and sisters, these are errors and wrong attitudes.
正确的情况呢？
The right condition
应该是神在里面说，我们在外面说。
Also be God speak in us, and then we speak those words out.
所以做神的出口啊，第一个重要的是讲的神有话要说，不是你有话要说。
And hence, to be a spokesperson, a mouthpiece of God, we have to recognize that God is the one speaking here.
因为怎么样呢？我们从圣经里面很清楚，神是说话的神。
Now, from the scripture, we see clearly that God is the one who speaks.
神做工是借着他的话语。
And God does His work through His word.
所以神如果不说话就没有工作。
And if God doesn't speak, there is no work.
所以神不断地说话。
And hence, God continues to speak.
这个，当约翰晚年的时候，写约翰福音。
John, at an old age, wrote the Gospel of John.
他在约翰福音里面
And at the very beginning of his gospel, he gave us this marvelous word.
他说, 太初有道, 道是神同在, 道就是神,
and he said, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God.
那我们都知道那个道就是原文就是话。
Now we know that word in the original is God's word.
而这个太初的话呢,
and that this word in the beginning is speaking of the Lord Jesus.
所以这个很简单地告诉我们说什么呢? 神的儿子就是神的话。
So here we are told simply that the Son of God is God's word.
今天呢,我们对这些圣经呢,太熟悉了,对不对?
Now today we are so familiar with this verse.
如果你仔细讲讲的话,你会发现这句话很奇妙。
But if you think carefully, you would see the marvel of that verse.
他怎么说,主耶稣就是神的话呢?
How would the apostle say that the word was God?
但是就是我们这句圣经呢,就给我们一个很重要的原则。
The Lord Jesus was God's word. And so here we see a very important principle.
就说如果今天你说的是神的话, 那一定就是神的儿子。
And that is, if you are speaking God's word, then you are speaking of God's Son.
如果我们把这个原则呢,拿来衡量一下的话呢,
And if we use this principle as a measuring stick,
我们就看见今天在整个教会的情况里面呢, 真正神的话是不太多了。
And then you will find out God's word in the church in general is rare.
因为神的话跟神的儿子是等号的。
Now because God's word equates with the Son of God.
如果你说出来是神的话，那并不是神的儿子。
And if you are speaking God's word, for sure, surely you will speak of the Lord Jesus.
所以约翰福音第一章第一节的话呢，作为今天的一个。
And hence, John chapter 1 verse 1 is a very important principle in measuring how we speak on behalf of God. We can even say that outside of his Son, God has nothing. And God would not have
nothing.
And if God speaks, it must concern him. And so here we have a question.
那弟兄姊妹，我们今天呢要怎么样的在讲道的时候呢，或者为什么做出口的时候呢，我们说出来的话是神的儿子呢？
And that is how is it that when we speak, we will speak of the Son of God.
啊，我记得30多年前我们在台湾的时候啊。And
I remember some 3 decades ago in Taiwan.
因为弟兄姊妹们，大家有了一个认识说呢。 圣经,
at that time, we did have the understanding that the whole scripture witnesses for the Lord.
所以我们想到呢,
and hence, when we speak, it is an expression of the Lord Jesus.
所以有的弟兄们紧抓这个原则,
and brothers held on to that principle.
我讲到说主,
一个耶稣, 六个耶稣, 一个基督的, 都是基督的。 And so we have a Christ left and right.
听起来说,
and however, it was rather uncomfortable to listen to. Being afraid that what they speak is not Christ, so they have to make sure that they mention the word Christ. And so we had that puzzlement. And so now, when we don't ever mention the word Christ, we felt that there was something wrong
with it.
And how do we deal with that?
感谢主啊,
and we thank the Lord.
后来呢,有一位弟兄呢,提到了Sparks弟兄啊,英国的T.Austin Sparks弟兄讲到一个原则。
One brother remember and talked about this principle that was used by Brother Austin Sparks.
我也是因为得到这句话嘛。 哇,
and having heard that word, it gave me a great deal of freedom.
他这句话就是, the spiritual principle is the meaning of Christ. 就是,
the spiritual principle is the meaning of Christ.
哎呀,
and when that came out, it was so good.
所以弟兄姊妹当你读圣经的时候, 你能够把圣经里面那个属灵的原则把它交通出来了，就是那个是基督的意义。
And that is when you read the scripture, if you can grasp onto the spiritual principles, then you have the meaning of Christ.
不是你讲到的说，基督又是基督又是基督，这样子都是基督，哎呀，不，太。
It's not reciting repeatedly the word Christ, then you're talking about Christ. And so when we are to speak for the Lord, we have to hold on to this principle.
是神的话,
if it is God's word, then it has to concern with the Lord Jesus. Now why would God have a speech for him? It is for the purpose that the Son would be manifested and provided.
So, 约翰到晚年的时候呢，他就说哈，太顺道。
Hence, John at his old age said that in the beginning was the Word.
他就告诉我们，这个道，这个神的话，乃是神的儿子自己。这实在是一个奇妙的一个看见。
And that this Word is the Lord Jesus Himself.
那我们晓得，弟兄姊妹们，不仅太顺道。
Brothers and sisters, not only the Word was in the beginning,
神的儿子就是神的话语,
but that the Son of God is the Word of God.
并且呢，我们看见当神的话语出来的时候,
and we see furthermore that when God's Word comes out,
圣经告诉我们也是一个能力,
and the Scripture says there is power.
那就是说神的话出来的时候呢，不仅是一种智慧，不仅是借着知识。
And that means when God's Word comes out, it's not only wisdom and knowledge.
也是一种能力。
But it has power.
我们在诗篇里面呢，你如果读把诗篇29篇读一下的话，你看见哪里讲到神的话出来的时候那个能力。
And if you take a time to read Psalm 29, you will know that when God's Word comes out, it brings with it power.
因为今天呢，有的人呢，把神的话就当作是一种的知识，当作是一种的智慧。
Today, most people take God's word as a form of wisdom or knowledge.
神的话语里面是有智慧，是有这个知识。
It is true, there's wisdom and knowledge in God's word.
但是更重要的是有能力。
But what's more important is power.
我想我不去读这些圣经的。
And we'll probably skip over these scripture reading.
我们看见。
Now we know when God created all things,
神说有就有，命立就立。
God said so and it came into being.
我们都知道近代的科学啊，证实这件事情。
And we know that today modern science witnesses to that fact.
我们都知道今天这个物质啊，物质乃是能量的聚合，对吧？
We know that matter comes from energy.
所以今天神说的话，它有一种的能力，把那个能量呢，把它聚合成物质。
And hence, when God spoke, there was power, there was energy that would bring about matter.
所以我们读创世纪第一章的时候，我们看见神怎么用说话来创造天地，是按我们想应该是动手做工的，对吧？
And in our understanding, we couldn't understand why God spoke and things happened. We think that we have to do things with our own hands.
所以我想，当我们为神说话的时候，我们要懂得神话语中的这些性质。
And when we speak for the Lord, we need to understand the nature of God's word.
所以如果是神的话出来，下面一定会事情发生。
And if God's word is spoken out, something must happen.
我想这些都是我们在做出出口的时候呢，应当知道的一些话。
And so these are the things that I think we ought to know when we speak for the Lord.
毕竟我们看见哈，圣经也就告诉我们，神说话有很多不同的方式。
Furthermore, from the scripture, we do see God spoke in many ways.
那圣经你仔细读的话呢，第一方面的话呢，就是神自己说话。
For example, one way was God spoke himself.
我们在圣经里面可以看见很多圣经节讲的神直接出来说话。
And you'll find many, many verses, scripture passages where God spoke directly himself.
你在创世纪里面就可以读到好多次神直接出来说话。
For example, you find that in many instances in the Genesis.
至少神创造天地的时候，我们都神直接说话。
For example, when during the six-day creation, God spoke directly.
到了新约时代中间，我们也看见神还是有直接说话。And
we find that even true in the New Testament.
我想弟兄姊妹们，这些经文呢，大家都很熟悉的。
I think these are things that we're very familiar with.
我想我们不去读这些经文。
So we won't go look for them.
那另外一个方面，
another way，
就是我们的主耶稣基督啊，他道成肉身来到地上，那么他说话。
Was when the Word became flesh and the Lord Jesus spoke.
这个道成肉身啊，我们简单说，也就是说化成为肉身的。
The English translation of what I just said was the Word became flesh.
这是约翰福音里面就是说第二句奇妙的话。
And this is another marvelous verse in the Gospel of John.
这不仅太初的道，现在呢，它成为肉身。
Not only in the beginning was the Word, but now that Word became flesh.
那主耶稣呢？在四福音书里面的时候呢，他在肉身中间说了很多的话。
And in the four Gospels, you see that the Lord in the flesh spoke many, many words.
因为他自己就是神的话。
Because he himself is the Word of God.
因为不仅他的生活，他的行动表现是神的话。
And not only his movements and his life expresses God's word.
他也实际用他的口说出了许多的话。
And he also spoke, literally spoke God's word.
不仅这样，当我们主耶稣基督升天以后。
And furthermore, after the Lord ascended,
他仍旧说话。
He continues.
我们知道保罗就曾经听见过主的话。
For example, Paul heard the Lord spoke to him.
那亚拿尼亚也直接听见过主对他说话。
And Ananias also heard directly from the Lord.
是很清楚的话。
And it was very clear.
不是光是个感觉而已。
It's not just a feeling.
所以看见我们的主耶稣在这个他也说话，升天以后他仍旧说话。
And hence we see the Lord spoke when he was on earth.And also after he was ascended.
那在这里哈，跟主牛有的人告诉你说，神也借着万有说话。
Now, here we also see that God speaks through nature.
你看这诗篇十九篇那里啊。
For example, in Psalm 19,
他这里说这个诸天颂说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
For example, in verse 1, it says the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and the expanse is declaring the work of His hand.
但是就在这个地方呢，我们要领会一下，这里是什么呢？这里是哈，他们为神说话，不是替神说话。
Here they are speaking of the things of God, not speaking on behalf of God.
这个话我不晓得英文这样用对不对啊？有的人 speak for God, 还有这个 speak as God, 可不可以这样用
？OK。Maybe we can see if we can understand in English speaking for God and speaking as God.
有的人呢是光是为神说话，为神说话就是我站在神的这一边来为神说话。
Speaking for God means I'm standing next or away from God, but speaking for Him.
比方说，我们寄生在这里啊，那么别人在误解他的时候呢，我在为他说话。
Let me illustrate. Let's say our brother is misunderstood by others, and I'm trying to speak for him, try to explain for him.
跟着我们的弟兄呢，大家吩咐说，说弟兄啊，请你把这个话转给别人。
However, if one day my brother says to me, "Can you deliver this word to someone for me?"
对他对我说的话，我把这个话再传出去，这个不一样，对不对
？And so if he has given me this word and I deliver that word, now that's different.
因为怎么我常常是发现今天的大多数的使得百姓们，或者在有的甚至讲堂上的话，很多都是为着神说话。
And what I discover is, many of God's children or even on pulpit are speaking for God.
我们是为着神说话，为神做辩护。
And we are defending God.
我们站在神的这一面。
And we are standing next to God.
来为神说话
，speaking for Him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们下午在这里所要强调的，不是你为神说话，是你怎样做神的出口。
Now our emphasis here in the afternoon is how we speak on behalf of God, not speaking for Him.
甚至有人讲说。在民数记里面的神还用驴子说过话。
Now we know in the book of Numbers, the Lord spoke through a donkey.
因为这个巴兰的公义的先知巴兰呢，他这个贪财。
We know the prophet Balaam was covetous.
先知拦阻他说看不见。
When God tried to stop the angel tried to stop him, he couldn't see.
结果呢，驴子看见。
But the donkey that he was riding on saw.
那个驴子不肯往前走。
And so the donkey would not move forward.
大家都记得那个故事。
And you remember that story.
结果呢，那个驴子是靠着脚，把他的脚磨伤了。
And
拼命打这个驴子。
And the donkey jumped sideways and pressed his leg against the wall, and so he hit the donkey.
因为那个疼的很紧急，这个没办法，就是。就叫这个驴子开口讲人话。
And because of the urgency of the situation, the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey and he began to speak. Now, if you are careful, you will see that again, the donkey did not speak on behalf of the the mouth was open so that the donkey would speak its own word. In no way was the donkey representing God. So again, this is not something that we would use to illustrate. And so we have to clearly see the distinction between speaking for God and speaking as God. And we see the whole nature speaks for God.
在圣经里面，我们知道，另外一个重要的一个说话的方式，就是神用人来说话。
Now another way, a very important way, was God speaking through man.
你看神的，创造人的时候。
And you see that when God created man,
神已经把这个功能呢摆在那。
God gave man that ability.
神创造我们的时候有灵。
He created the spirit.
然后有思想。
There was the mind,
然后有言语,
there was speech.
我们知道当初神创造人的时候呢，神的心意中间就已经预备了人，要用人来替神说话。
And so clearly God had the purpose of man speaking, of speaking through man, and he created man.
这也是圣经中间一个很重要的方式。
Now this is a very important way recording the scripture.
在旧约的时代，
in the Old Testament,
我们看见神已经用了很多的人来听他说话。
God spoke through many different people.
最标准的一般人是先知的。
And of course, the most orthodox group of people were the prophets.
我们都说这个先知呢是神的代言人选。
And we say that the prophets were mouthpieces
of God.
And God spoke many words through the prophets.
其实呢，我们在读圣经的话，就旧约圣经里面，其他有的也在那里说神的话，不光是先知了。
However, besides the prophets, we find many other spoke.
那这说明呢，神要用人来说话。
And so this clearly demonstrates to us that God wants to speak through men.
到了新约时代中了。
Now when we come to the New Testament,
我们看见初期的教会里面，那里已经告诉我们，神人就是在那里用人来替他说话。
For example, in the early church, we see clearly of God speaking through men.
不过呢，在新约时代中间哈，这个说话呢，我个人感觉有两种不同的。
However, there are two peculiar things with the New Testament.
有一种情形呢，就说呢，这个像以弗所书第四章所讲到的，神赐给教会的那几种人。
For example, the first thing was in Ephesians chapter 4, they talk about the various gifts given to the church.
我们看见那里有使徒，有先知啊，有传福音的，有教师和牧师啊，有一共有五种恩赐啊。
With
四类
的 apostles, the prophets, there are five different gifts.
所以一般读经的人呢，称他们做话语的使徒。
And many who study the scripture call them the ministers of God's word.
那我们知道这些话语的使徒呢？是神把那个恩赐赐给他们的。
Now these ministers were given gifts to speak.
那我们知道在新约时代中，神不仅借着这些启示的说话。
And we know in the New Testament, God spoke through more than.
所有的圣徒们呢，都可以做神的出口。
We find that all of God's saints can be God's mouthpiece.
那这个中间的一个几点区别，就是一个呢是神给特别恩赐。
And the difference is lies in that God gave gifts specially to some people.
我们一般的弟兄姊妹们说讲话呢，就是什么呢？这个受灵感说话。
And then brothers and sisters ordinarily would just be moved to speak.
所以呢，这有两种说话的这个不同的启示。
So again, there are two different situations here.
弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神。
Now, brothers and sisters, we need to give thanks to the Lord.
我们如果仔细读圣经的话，
And if we read God's word carefully,
我们发觉从旧约到新约，神就常常拣选一些出口笨舌的人出来说话。
We find that in the Old and New Testament, God often find those who are slow of speech to speak for
him. 因为神可以把恩赐给他。
Because God can give him a gift.
有的人他不太会讲话。
You find some people are not very good with words.
但是这个神的恩赐临到他的时候，圣灵感动说，他就可以继续说话。
But when God gives him a gift through the Holy Spirit, he can speak.
我们说这种的说话呢，完全不是人工训练出来的。
And we find that this kind of speaking is not trained.
我们晓得今天在地上啊，基督教有一个思想了。
And we know today in Christianity,
因为呢，这个教会里面说话是很重要的。
And we recognize the importance of speaking.
所以因此呢，我们需要训练人说话。
And for this reason, we need to train people.
所以呢，就弄出很多所谓的讲道法。
And so there are many methods, of speaking.
用这些讲道法来训练一些人来起来说话。
And many people are trained in this way, and they will speak.
但是就是我们晓得那些真正的。那个这些执事们呢，他们的说话呢是直接从神来的。
But we know that the ministers spoken of here, they receive a gift directly from the Lord.
不是训练出来的。
These are not educated.
我记得有一个弟兄告诉我。
I remember a brother told me once.
好像他告诉他认识有一个侍奉
在。He knows of this preacher.
他这个天生讲话有口疾。
And naturally, he has this stutter. And he will stutter when he speaks. But strangely, every time when he would get up and speak, and suddenly he was extremely eloquent, very fluent.
我曾经碰到一个姊妹
，and I once met a sister just like that.
她跟我讲，她说我不会讲话。
And she would say to me that she didn't know how to speak.
结果有一次我们请她一起交通了
，but one time we invited her to share something.
哇，交通了，那个口齿真是伶俐，经过很多奇妙的话。
But as soon as she started speaking, she was so good with words.
所以就是我们这一个都是恩赐啊，这是恩赐，主给恩赐。
And so, brother, we see that this is a gift given by.
这个跟他的天然的这个条件没什么关系。
They have very little to do with natural ability.
所以今天的弟兄姊妹们，我们要做神的出口。
And so today, to be mouthpieces of the Lord.
我们也应该有个信心。
We need to have this faith.
对啊，我们知道神是造人口的，对不对
？We know the creator of the mouth is the Lord.
所以他如果叫你去讲话的话呢，他会叫你讲。
And hence, if he wants you to speak, he will make you able to speak.
我最记得这个印度的巴克森弟兄。
And I remember Bhakti Singh of India.
他呢，这个因为天生的大舌头。
Because he has this big tongue.
所以他讲话的时候呢，那个声音像鸟叫一样。
And so when he talks, it's like a sound of a bird.
我记得，那个1970年，是他到台湾来的。
And I remember in the '70s when he came to Taiwan.
他讲那个英文的，我们没一个听得懂。
And when he was speaking in English, none of us could understand.
哎呀，那个时候我们都好佩服那个弟兄的爸爸当翻译的。
And at that time, we extremely admire. The father of Brother Wu, who was doing the translation. And we were sitting here marveling how he could understand in the first place. And he translated real well.
那个方志斌告诉我们，当初的神呼召他出来说，他就拒绝为神说话。
And Brother Bak Sing told us that when God first called him, he refused to speak for the Lord.
我说主啊，我去赚钱为你的工作好了。
And he said to the Lord, why don't I become a businessman? But the Lord said to him, no, you need to speak. And we know he spoke many words for the Lord.
所以圣灵的恩赐啊，临到人的时候呢，你完全不在乎人天然条件是什么。
And so when the gift of the Holy Spirit is given, it has nothing to do with natural abilities of a person.
所以如果今天神要你去说，他定会给你口才。
And so if God wants you to speak, he will give you the eloquence. And I find that to be true in my own
experience.
And I remember when I first came out, I was afraid to speak. And I think even till today, but now I have the assurance that when I speak, the Lord will be responsible. Now, since God needs to use men to speak, so there are certain conditions that need to be met in that person who speaks. Now, these conditions are not talking about natural abilities. And we know that this person himself, now, different people have different characteristics, different flavor, and that's wonderful. Because God loves variety. And he likes to use different men with different personalities to speak for him. And hence, in the New Testament, you see that God had many servants. And even in the Old Testament, many servants of God. The way they speak was different, the way they express things was different. And some, when they preach, it's like a thesis. And some are very poetic. And then some, it's like a narrative. And some are very emotional. And then some are very calm. And some will just speak as moved. By the Spirit.
有人告诉我们说，这个约翰到晚年的时候呢，他这个讲话就是这个像行云流水一样的。And
some commented that when John spoke at his old age, he would just naturally come down.
所以你看，你读约翰的这个约翰的遗书的时候，你很难找出什么条理，不太容易。And
they commented that when you look at, for example, First John, it's very difficult to separate. The passages into different parts. It's very unlike for the Romans, very organized. And so different people have different personality characteristics. Let me ask you a question. Who speaks the best in the scripture?
Very
good with
speaking.
He can explain the scripture. Anyone else?
Peter. Peter.
你的讲道很好听吗？
Was he a good speaker?
We know that he had power.
我要求你们找到就是一个人呢。
But I'm pointing, looking for is the scripture testify that this is a good speaker.
来来来，我告诉你们啊。Let
me tell you who it is.
请大家打开了以西结书第33章。
Please turn to Ezekiel chapter 33.
以西结书第33章第32节。
Chapter 33, Ezekiel, verse 32.
你看，这是神说的话。
And this is what God said.
32节。
Verse 32.
他们看你如梵语奏乐，声音优雅，自然所唱的雅歌。
The Lord said, and behold, you are to them like a sensual song by one who has a beautiful voice and plays well on an instrument.
哇，那个听见人讲到这么好听的。
And so clearly, he spoke real well.
哇，你看这个一讲到的话呢，他说善于奏乐。And
when Ezekiel spoke, it was like a song.
技巧很熟练。
Played by one who plays well on an instrument.
然后那个声音优雅。And
and he had a beautiful voice.
并且是唱出来的雅歌。And
and what he spoke was like a sensual song.
啊，所以就是在圣经里面给我们看见啊，以西结呢是讲到最好听的。And
so I guess we can say that the preaching of Ezekiel was most delightful to hear.
我们知道保罗讲到不好听。Now
Paul. Paul's preaching was not good to hear. How do we know? The Corinthians didn't like him. And the Corinthians said that he was vulgar with words. And he didn't look good, and he didn't have these beautiful words.
我曾经听见一个弟兄讲到，在中国大陆有一个侍奉主的人。And
I once heard in mainland China, one servant of the Lord.
他说每一次坐在他面前听到的时候。And
he said that every time when I listen to him preach.
他用这么一句话形容。And
he described it as this.
他说如沐春风，哇，真不好。
It's like
a 春天的风吹过。Like
the breezes in the spring.
他说你看，听到了这么好。
It's very comfortable sitting there and listening.
因为我常常感觉呢，讲到太粗俗。And
I often feel that I am too coarse in my speaking.
这个声音呢，从前年纪轻的时候更是用力啊，所以讲到时候就觉得震耳欲聋的。And
when I was young, I spoke with much force, and it was hard to take.
So,
some brother would complain that when you preach, I can't even fall asleep. And so, when I read about Ezekiel, I was very jealous. But don't be.
最后那句话说，他们听你的话却不去行。
But look at what happened afterwards. For they hear your words, but they do not practice them.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这个人即使说话，各种情况不一样。
Now we know there are different conditions when men spoke for them.
保罗在哥林多前书十四章也讲到。
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
他说这个讲道就好像奏乐器一样，各种不同的乐器。
And he said that prophesying is like a musical instrument. There are different ones.
他说，你看，有的呢像箫，有的像琴，在第十四章第七节。
In verse 7 of chapter 14. Some are like a flute, some are like harp.
有的呢还像号，吹号。
And some are like the horn.
所以呢，这个保罗告诉我们各有各的特色。
And so Paul tells us that everyone is different.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，一个人来这里即时说话。
And so, if someone comes to speak for the Lord,
你看神呢，用我们这个人的一个特质。
Now God uses the characteristic of that person.
我有另外一个形容啊。
Let me describe it in another way.
就好像我们这个人呢，像个灯罩一样。
Now we people are like lamp covers.
你知道，这一盏灯在这里。And
this lamp here.
这光是一个。
The light is the same.
但是你照上这个灯罩了，不一样，它发出不同的光。But
you put a different shade on it, it would have different light coming out.
对不对？您照个红的，这就是红颜色；您照个蓝的，蓝颜色。And
if you put a red shade, the whole room would be red.
所以这个色彩是不一样的。And
so they have different colors.
因此这里给我们提醒，告诉我们说啊，我们今天讲道，你不要去模仿别人。
What this tells us is, when you speak, don't imitate someone else. Do not imitate someone else. Because God wants to use your characteristics to express His word. And that's how I learned. And when I was young, I see other brothers speaking with such force, and I try to imitate that. I once mentioned to another brother that in my own imagination, I picture Andrew Murray to be a very calm speaker. And he said, brother, you're wrong. And in his biography, we are told that when Brother Murray spoke, he could get so excited sometimes he would push the pulpit. But when you read his book, you will never guess that. And just like when we read the letters of John, you will never guess that John is the son of thunder. And so a while ago, people used to speak with much force. And hence, after a couple of messages, they lose their voice. And so I begin to admire those who speak very calmly and no urgency whatsoever. And so I made up my mind, I need to change my style. And so one Lord's Day, I began to speak very gently. Now after the meeting, a sister came up to me, and with a great deal of sympathy on her face, she said, Brother Sun, are you sick? I said, no. And I am trying to speak with gentleness today. And the sister said, no, we're not used to that. And why don't you just go back to what you used to be? So brother, we can't just imitate or learn this. And if you do that, it's like David putting on the armament of Saul. And you remember David was to go out and fight, and Saul said that I give my armor to you. And so David put it on and then found himself unable to walk. So he took that off and just took his sling and his stone. And so many times when I begin to preach, and I said to the Lord, just the way I am, I'll just take my sling and go up. So we see that God wants to speak through different people with different styles. And all of us have our own characteristics. And that brings beauty. Furthermore, different experiences also produce different results. And also, when we receive a different burden or commission, the result again will be different. And therefore, in the Old Testament, you find that there are the major prophets and the minor prophets. Some spoke very lengthy messages, some very short. Some are very high, very profound. Some are very complete. Some are very practical. And so this is according to our different experiences. Now again, our maturity has a big part to play also. For example, when we first begin to speak, we may not be very mature. You speak on the same topic. One with maturity gives a totally different feel.
So, 真相实的话从我们身上出来的这种表现。
And so you see the condition of that person affects how God's word comes out.
有时候时代环境不同的时候呢，条件也不一样。
And different environments would also produce different results.
因为神的话可以应付任何一个时代的需要。
However, because God's word can deal with the need of all ages,
但是这个做神话语出口的人呢，这个器皿呢，他要能感觉到那个时代的需要在哪里。
However, the person who is speaking must be able to see, or must be able to sense.The time, the need of the time.
所以我想，我现在这里综合的啊，把圣经里面的关于这个神用人来替他说话的这种情形呢，我很简略的这样子把它整一下。
And so let me just summarize, how God will speak through man.
我想下面呢，我们要和弟兄姊妹讲一个比较更实际的一点，在读圣经上面的学习。
What's to follow is some of the practical points.
因为我们这个人的特质不一样，表现会不一样。
Because we are different, and hence our expression will be different.
但是有一些共同基本的学习是一样的。
But there are some lessons that is the same for everyone.
当然，第一个啊，我想我们要做神的出口，第一件事情，你必须要熟读圣经，这个是很重要的。
For example, number one.To speak for the Lord, we must be familiar with the Scripture.
一个不认识圣经的人是很难替神说话
的。A person who does not know the word of the Lord, it's very hard for him to speak.
但是呢，并不代表说你熟读圣经之后呢，你就能替神说话，不一定的。
However, the flip side is, it doesn't mean that when you know the word of the Lord well, you can speak.
在希伯来后书啊，一章十三节一句很重要的话。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13, there's this saying.
这是保罗呢对提摩太说的，提摩太后书一章十三节。
I'm sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
他说你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，是有这么一句话。
He said, retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me.
这句话的意思是什么呢？
What does that mean?
他说圣经呢本身的文字已经为神的话语定下了一定的规模和样式。
Now God's word set a certain standard.
所以今天呢我们要从圣经中间看见这个真理的这个规模。
And so we need to from God's word understand that standard of the truth.
这个达比圣经里这样的翻译啊，
Now in Darby's translation,
他这句话都是 hold fast an outline of sound words. 这句话就是说，我紧抓住我的健全话语的大纲。
And so holding fast to the outline of the sound words.
我想我这样讲，可能我们大家还是不是能够完全的能够领会的。
Maybe we still don't quite get it yet.
那我或者这样子把它解释一下。
Let me try to illustrate.
那就是说真理啊，它就是说真理本来就在圣经里面。
What he is saying is the truth is contained in the Bible.
好像呢，比如说有些重要真理它散在全本的圣经里面。
There are important truths scattered throughout the Scripture.
那么现在呢，我们熟读圣经的时候呢，圣灵让我们看见。
And now, when we are familiar with God's word, the Holy Spirit will let us see.
我们就把这些真理呢，从各个不同的情况里面。把它收集出来。
And we would gather different parts of the truth out.
就是我们今天是因看见这个真理而讲的。
And so, from what we have seen of the truth,
不是我们自己来创造或者来编造。
We would speak of those, not something that we would make up ourselves.
所以认真讲，今天真理的这个传扬啊，用我们的话语传扬呢。是把圣经中原有的道呢，把它发现出来。
And so, what that means is when we preach, we are preaching what the Bible is saying, not something we manufacture.
我想我这里举一个例子来说明啊。
Let me give you an example.
我们知道在意大利哈有一个很古时候有一个很出名的一个艺术家。
We know there was a very famous artist in Italy.
就是个 Michelangelo。
Michelangelo。
Michelangelo。他呢，这个 他是很出名的一个艺术家。
He was very famous.
他很会用这个大理石雕刻。
Sculptor.
所以有一次有一个人 就跟他讲了。
And so one time someone said to him,
他说你这个雕刻的工作真是太奇妙了。
And he said that your skill is just wonderful.
这么一块石头啊，大石头，你能把它雕出来这么美丽的艺术品。
You can make such a beautiful piece out of a piece of rock.
就问他啊，这个他对他怎么讲的
？And can you guess what he would say?
他说不是我把它这石头雕刻出来。
My grandfather said it wasn't me.
他说那个东西本来就在里面。
And he said that that piece of art was already in there.
我只把它挖出来了，就是。
I'm only just bringing it out.
所以他有个眼光，他的石头一看的时候呢。你还没雕刻，他就看见那个里面的艺术品。
So he has this vision. When he looks at a piece of rock, he already see an art piece.
就我用这个例子来说明我们今天这个读圣经的一个态度。
And so this illustrates the kind of attitude we need to have.
其实所有的真理都在圣经里面。
All the truth are contained in the scripture.
今天就是看你们眼光了，看见就马上拿出来就是。
And today, we're seeing whether you have this vision to find them.
所以为什么我们需要好好的读圣经呢
？And that's why we need to study God's word.
因为神已经把完整的真理摆在圣经里面。
If God has already put everything in the scripture.
等到有一天圣灵开了你的眼睛，就能看见。
And one day when the Holy Spirit opens your eyes, then you will see. It's right there.
我们又看见了，今天呢，有的弟兄们呢，他们比较成熟，比较老练，比较用功。
We do find that some brothers are more mature, more diligent.
所以当他从圣经里看见这个真理的时候呢，他看得比较完整。
And hence, when he look at this spiritual truth, he can see the whole picture.
像我们比较年幼呢，比较这个粗浅的呢，有时候你看见一只不过看见一部分。
But those of us who are younger, we only see part.
所以你就抓出来就讲了这一部分。
And so when we speak, we're only speaking this one part.
我有这样的经验。
And I had this experience.
比方有的时候我们讲一个真理。
For example, sometimes when we speak of certain truth.
哎呀，讲完了之后。
And afterwards.
那天再看一看前面弟兄们的这个书啊。
And then I look at some of the books written by older brothers.
真惭愧
的。And I felt ashamed.
好多重要的点你都漏掉。
I find that I skipped over many important aspects.
这说明怎么样呢？你读圣经读得不够用功，不够细。
And so what that means is, you are not careful enough.
所以今天如果你真的好好用功读圣经
，And so today if you are truly careful, diligent,
圣灵在你里面在做开始工作的时候
，And when the Holy Spirit begins to reveal to you,
你就可以把圣经中的真理拿出来。
Then you can begin to take out these truths from the scripture.
就是你真正的讲道。
Brother and sister, true preacher
应该是在这样的
ought to be exercised under these kind of conditions.
我们从前不太懂。
We didn't quite understand before.
我们以为是讲道是演讲。
We thought that preaching is just speech.
演讲的话就要来演讲稿，对吧
？And so when you give a speech, you just need to write down outline.
说圣经中抓一句话。
And you take one word from the scripture.
然后呢，去翻这个参考书，弄几段。那个故事弄几段，把它七拼八凑拼在一起啊。
And,
然后这个什么中国人有什么这个起承转合什么这些啊。
And you will take some from this reference book, that commentary, and this illustration, and you will put that all together and form a sermon.
然后才能上来就可以讲一篇的道，这是演讲是吧
？And that speech
是讲道是你把圣经中的真理把它拉出来。
But preaching is not like that. It's taking the truth from the scripture.
所以我们今天这个读圣经是很重要的一件事情。
And so studying of the scripture is very important.
当然我这样讲，我也是很惭愧的。
And of course, I am ashamed.
我愿意和弟兄姊妹们彼此勉励。
And hence I want to encourage one another.
我们读圣经要认真。
We need to be serious.
要细心。
When we study the word,
很虚心。
We need to pay attention to detail.
要尽量追求那个完美。
We need to have a humility and also seek to find the whole truth.
有些前面弟兄们他们的信息出来的时候，哎呀，虽然也是讲的很简单的事情，但是里面真的是，你如果是内行，很佩服啊。
And so you find that when you look at from the writing of elderly brothers, even though what they said is simple, but you can see behind it there is a great deal of work. And you find that it's hard to add anything to it. And so you can see the work put in, the effort put into it.
好，对不起，我们时间不多，我想要快快再讲啊。我们第二个重要的学习。
The second important lesson that we need to learn.
我们要持定了圣灵为圣经的唯一解释者。
We need to hold fast to the fact that the Holy Spirit is the only expositor of the Scripture.
历史历代所有那些所谓的这些大的解经家，他们也是根据圣灵的解释才能解释。
All the great expositors of the past, they.Learned it from the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在约翰福音十六章告诉我们，圣灵是真理的圣灵。
Our Lord Jesus in John told us that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
圣灵在我们的里面引导我们进入主话语的实
际。The Holy Spirit within us would lead us into the reality of His Word.
所以我们不能用天然的这种智慧把自己的观念、看法或者是一种理论的。
And so we need to refrain from putting into it our own perspective.
认真的说，一个人如果能好好的根据圣灵的话呢，自然的你对圣经慢慢的就会明白的更多。
And if we are willing to learn from the Holy Spirit, then naturally we will learn this.
那么在圣灵启示的光中呢，就可以来传讲你的话语。
And then, under the light given by the Holy Spirit, yeah, you can begin to deliver God's word.
当然，我们知道今天哈，除了圣经之外，还有很多这些什么古人们解释出来的很多宝贵神的话。
And of course, besides the scripture itself, there are many commentaries and books written by servants of the Lord.
我们即使吸收别人的光的时候
，And when we absorb the light received by these other people,
我们仍旧需要圣灵在我们里面
We still need the Holy Spirit to speak those words again to us.
圣经实在是一本奇妙的书。
Now the Scripture is a wonderful book.
它的文字上面是有限。
In terms of the writings, it is limited.
但是圣灵解释基督的意义的时候是无限量的。
Yeah, but when the Holy Spirit is explaining the meaning of Christ, you find that that is unlimited.
所以主的话题。每个人根据圣灵的经历不同啊，会出现不同的一种的意义、
And so different experiences of following the Holy Spirit would bring about different meanings.
但是呢，如果大家都是根据圣灵的话呢，它是一种增加，它不会相互冲突的。
However, if we all follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, there should not be any conflict.
所以我们知道圣灵今天在我们里面。
And we know that the Holy Spirit is in us.
我们应当多多的依靠这个圣灵。
And we need to rely on him more and more.
我认识一位年长的姊妹，她已经到主那里去了。
I knew of this elderly sister who went to the Lord already.
她在世的时候，她实在给弟兄姊妹有很好的一个带领。
And when she was still here, she gave a real good leadership.
她尽量的让弟兄姊妹学习依靠圣灵。
And she encourages everyone to go to the Holy Spirit.
她自己圣经非常的熟。
She herself is very well versed with the
Scripture.
And she can explain God's word very well. And many sisters would go to her and say, Can you explain this verse to me? And what does this mean? And she will often reply saying, I don't know. And the sister will say, how can you not know? You must know. She said, no. And she would ask, sister, are you saved? Of course I'm saved for many years. Then is the Holy Spirit dwelling in your heart? Of course.Then it's simple, go home and ask the Holy Spirit. And she would lead people in that way. And I find that fundamental attitude was very good. I'm not saying to ignore other people's
opinions.
The difficulty today is that most people rely too much on other people's
opinions
and too little on the Holy Spirit himself.
圣灵是圣经的唯一也是最大的解释者。
And you'll find that the Holy Spirit is the only and the greatest expositor of the Scripture.
那些主的话呢，经过圣灵的解释，马上就叫你进入实际。
And you find that when the Holy Spirit explains God's word right away, you enter into the reality.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这也是今天呢，我们要做这个出口啊，在神面前一个很重要的一个学习。
And so this is a very important lesson that we must learn as a multitude.
第三方面
，third lesson.
那当然，这个是关乎十字架的经历。
Now this concerning the experience of the cross.
我想在做出口的事情上面
，in this matter of speaking,
十字架的经历非常的重要。
The experience of the cross is very important.
第一方面。
Number one,
我们学习十字架的功课就是弃绝我们天然的自己。
The lessons of the cross is to deny the self.
我们只有弃绝我们的自己，我们才可能有信心。
Only when we deny the self can we have faith.
我们才可能忠心。
And can we be faithful?
我们才可能顺服。
And can we be obedient?
尤其在为主说话的事情上面。
Especially in this matter of
speech. 这个顺服是很大的功课。
Obedience is a great lesson.
如果你不向自己死的话呢？
And if we are not dead to ourselves,
非常的困难。
Very difficult.
我记得年轻的时候跟我主说话，所以说在这些方面也让我有点学习。
And I remember learning these things when I was a little younger.
我所以举我自己的例子，因为我这个例子是比较浅，弟兄姊妹容易。
And I want to give you my example because it's simpler.
因为我们举那个大普神的大普人的例子的话呢，可能我们都觉得跟不上去。
And if I give you an example of spiritual giant, then very few of us can follow.
我有好几次这样的情况。
There were several times when this happened.
要去一个地方讲道。
And I had to go somewhere to preach.
我昨天是祷告准备。
And I was praying, preparing before the Lord.
有这些事情。
And I thank the Lord, I have this message
ready. 高高兴兴地去。
And with joy, I went.
走了一半路了。
And then halfway there,
神就说你不要讲这个。
And the Lord would say, don't talk about it.
要讲那个。
Say something else.
我说主啊，那个我没预备。
I said, oh no, Lord, I'm not prepared.
没有把握。
I don't have
assurance. 我讲这个才有把握。
I have more confidence.
我们每天都要直接会产生争执。
And I begin to struggle.
有时候主就好像这个生气一样，好像。
And sometimes the Lord might be mad.
那么就说，到底是你要去讲道，还是我去讲道呢
？And the Lord say, is it you who is speaking or me?
如果你要去讲道，那我就不去了。
Well, if you're going to speak, then I don't need to go.
那你去讲你准备的吧。
Then just go ahead and talk about what you prepared.
我说主，你不去那我还行啊，那不行的。
I said, Lord, if you don't go, then that doesn't
work. 那主说，你如果要我跟你一起去，那你就讲这个。
And the Lord would say, well, if you want me to go with you, then talk about this.
哎呀，这个为难呐。
And it was very difficult.
但是我也知道不顺服不行。
But I know that disobedience is.
其实弟兄姊妹们，主不为难我。
And in reality, the Lord is really not making.
当我顺着主的感觉去的时候
，If we follow what the Lord gives,
哇，比你自己所准备的那个讲的还要好了。
And you will find that it would be much better than what you've already prepared.
所以你看，就是为主说话的时候呢，会有这个十字架的功课，要学着去弃绝自己。
And so sometimes you see that you need to learn the lesson of the cross of denying the self.
还有第二方面的重要的一个学习。
The second aspect
就是，如果主今天叫你去讲，你要不顾那个结果，你就去讲吧。
And if the Lord wants to speak, irregardless of the result, then go ahead and speak.
哎呀，这个也是很难的。
That again is difficult.
我有时候在主面前寻求祷告了半天了。
And sometimes,
听我的话。
And I was sitting before the Lord and praying, and I received word.
我说主啊，这个话，这个道不能讲啊。
And I said, Lord, I can't talk about this.
这个道讲出去的话，一定大家都睡着了。
And if I talk about this, everyone will fall asleep.
那主说你要不要去讲呢？
And the Lord said, Well, then, do you want to talk about this?
这就是你有的是怎么样的？你只能顺服主的感动去讲。
And sometimes you have to be obedient and talk and speak.
这个就叫做的，那个 speak as God, 或者 speak for God.
And so again, this illustrates the fact that we are speaking as God, not for God.
这个实在是很难的，对不对？
And this is difficult.
就是你，但是你怎么样？你要学习顺服。
But we need to learn obedience.
有的时候，我的讲道很故障感觉。
Sometimes we are too conscious of other people's feelings.
我在家里边祷告，哇，大家听得很高兴，哎呀。
And when you deliver a message, everyone is happy, and you are happy. But if you say something, everyone falls asleep. And then when you come down, you are very sad. You're very disappointed. And I had a great deal of these experiences. And I remember clearly one time in Vancouver. And when I was speaking, it was very dry. And it was very uncomfortable. And so when I went home, I didn't even feel like eating anything. And I was laying on my bed, sighing. And I was sighing. And I was unhappy. I said, Lord, I don't want to talk about this anymore. And what was that? And I was very but strangely, afterwards, the phone rang. A sister from Canada called. And she said, Brother Sun, and she said, I found much food in your message today. I received great help. I said, really? I thought she was just trying to comfort me. And so I hang up. I was still sighing. And later on, another sister called. And she said, your message was really good today. Brothers and sisters. So we learned a lesson here. Yes, it is difficult to speak
for yourself.
And you have to die to ourselves. And some brothers explain this as the experience of Gideon. And you remember Gideon asking the Lord that if the fleece is wet and the threshing floor is dry, then it would be God's will. That happened, and then he asked again, saying, if the fleece is dry and the threshing floor is wet, then I know it's
wrong.
Sometimes then you find and sometimes you felt dry, but everyone else received help. But sometimes you are edified, but brothers and sisters did not receive anything. And so to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, we have the experience of the cross. Of course, in the ordinary situation, conditions, it should be how you do it should be the same as everyone. Now there is another side to the cross. Sometimes through suffering, our understanding will be enlarged. We know several important letters were written when Paul was in prison. For example, Ephesians. And he called himself a prisoner for the Lord's sake. And so we see outwardly he was in prison, but within he received great revelation. And so if we are to be mouthpieces of the Lord, these are three basic lessons that we need to learn. And these are important experiences in our spiritual life. And these are equally important, especially actually, when we are speaking for the Lord. We know the Lord speaks today. We know He speaks day and night. And we find that on our side of the hemisphere, it's daylight.
过一下子我们这边睡觉的那边醒的那边在说话，神真的昼夜不停的说话。
However, on the other side of the earth, people are sleeping, and vice versa. So you find the Lord is speaking through men all the time.
神在地上寻找我们这些人来替他说话。
And God is looking for people that he could use to speak.
因为神的话实在太重要。
Because his words are very important.
在撒母耳记开头的时候，以色列人光败落的就是耶和华不常有默示，耶和华的言语稀少。
And you remember in 1 Samuel, during that time, God's word was rare.
所以若是没有神的话的话呢，那我们就有祸了。
And woe to us if we don't have God's word.
那今天神呢，要寻找我们每一个弟兄姊妹呢，都有可能那个做神的出口。
And the Lord is looking at every one of us to be this spokesperson.
所以今天下午呢，我想头一堂我们在这里要先把这个话语的这个重要性啊，这个先和一个里面做一个交通。
And so we briefly looked at the importance of God's word during our first afternoon together.
我明天和后天的下午。
Tomorrow and the day after tomorrow.
那我们我想我会。后面呢会留出一段的时间。
And I will attempt to stay some time in the end.
我希望我们中间呢有一些在话语上面有学习有经历的弟兄姊妹们，也可以分享一点你们个人的经历。
And I would like to invite brothers and sisters who have had experience speaking before to share a little of what you have learned.
或许可以补足我这个交通的。
Maybe that will complement some of the things that might be missing.
所以我们希望呢，这个弟兄们、弟兄姊妹在准备前也有一点点预备。
And so I ask brothers to be somewhat prepared also.
或许呢，你有什么样这方面的问题的话呢，你把它写下来哈，预备起来。
Also, if you have some questions, you can also write them down.
或许我们在这里可以做一点点简单的一个解答的。
Maybe we will have time to answer some of those.
好，我们下午这场呢，我们就停在这里。我们在基督里面祷告。
So we will stop here today. Let's pray.